The study's recommendation is not what Councilmember Andy Doolin or his colleagues wanted, but it's one he was prepared for.
I'm not surprised, and that's fine. I've said, and council has said from the beginning, if you want to study an airport authority, fine, but don't rush it, and please don't rush the citizens of Charlotte.
The study says Charlotte has done an excellent job ensuring the airport's success, but that a properly structured authority is, quote, likely to best position the airport for the future. About half of the nation's 20 busiest airports are run by an authority. They tend to operate more like a business and be less subject to political involvement, says consultant Bob Hazel. However, he also says the legislation North Carolina lawmakers are considering does not create a properly structured authority for the Charlotte airport. The proposed governing board is too large, for example, and does not give Charlotte and Mecklenburg County governments enough appointment power. State lawmakers who were doubtful the city-funded study could be objective are now embracing its results. State Senator Bob Rucho of Matthews.
There were people that used the term the city, the state was taking away a city asset. It's always been, how do we make sure that it grows into the future? And that's what it's all about. And I have to think that that's what the report says.
What Mayor Anthony Fox thinks the report says, according to his spokesman, is that the issue shouldn't be rushed and that the current legislation won't be good for the airport. Senator Rucho says lawmakers will take a look at the airport's recommendations for structuring an airport authority, but he says further delay is not an option.
No. We need to move it forward.
House sponsors of the bill have held off debating it until the city's consultant could finish his study. City Council will receive the final report on May 6th. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.